Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, I was calling because I got a letter with a cold.
Sure.
Can I give you that cold?
Yes, one second. Let me pull up the screen real quickly here, and then if you could repeat back the code 4 digits at a time, please.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
2411.
Okay.
0401.
Okay.
0016.
All right.
8825.
8825. All right. One second here. Let me. So am I, is this this is not Edwin that I'm speaking with.
No, it's my father.
Okay. And your name is?
Minerva Mendoza.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
Minerva Mendoza.
Okay. And the name of the company is?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
And what's the name of the company?
BLRM Trucking Inc.
Trucking Inc. Okay. All righty. And then we're kind of have a phone, new phone system here. A couple calls have been dropped here and there. We're trying to work out the bugs. What would be a good phone number to reach back out to you just in case the call gets dropped?
It will be 424-224-6392.
6392. Okay. And just want to confirm the information we have here. Is the business still located at the 920 Broad Avenue in Wilmington, California?
No, we moved 6 months ago.
Okay, what is that new address?
It is 950 North Avalon Boulevard,
North
Suite 105.
Avalon Suite 105, okay.
In Wilmington.
Wilmington, is it still the 90744 zip
yes.
code? Okay, excellent. And then the business classification, is it a proprietorship, partnership, LLC?
Corporation.
Corporation. Is it a C Corp or an S Corp?
C.
C Corp, perfect. And then lastly, what would be a good email address in case I need to send you some information today?
It's B like Victor, L like Leslie, R like Robert, M like Mary, truckinginc@gmail.com.
At Gmail, perfect. Okay, so what you guys received was an offer for financing. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit for you to assist your business.
Okay.
So were you looking to bring on some operational capital, or you need some new equipment, or what's going on?
Some operation capital.
Okay. Is there a specific dollar amount in mind?
Let me ask you. I don't want a specific pocket. What he's telling me that he needs is to cover two more loans that he has.
Okay. And how much would that, would he need?
So we can just have one loan open. ¿Cuánto es que necesitas? We will need like about 75,000.
75? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be to pay off two existing loans. And did you want any, you know, additional capital for operational costs, or, you know, for bringing on additional people or payroll or anything like that? Or is it more for just
¿Alguna dinero adicional que necesites para pagar la gente o algo? That would be great. Is there any way you can check how much is the max they will allow him to get?
Sure. So the max that we could do is based upon the sales of the business from the year previous. So we're able to lend 10 to 15% of the sales from the business from last year. Do you know what your sales were last year by chance?
del 15 al 20% de lo que ganaste en la semana el año pasado. ¿Cómo cuánto fue? It was about 112,000.
112,000. Okay. You know, based on that number, we would probably be able to land upwards of, you know, 18 to 20,000, because it's based on the cash flow of the business, the way the loan works. I'm curious if that would be helpful to the business to help you guys out at all, or would that not be enough to help what you're looking to do?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Okay. And it's a
cover some payroll.
Yeah. So are these two other loans, are they working capital loans as well? Are they?
Yes.
So are they taking money out daily or weekly or monthly or?
Daily.
Daily. Do you know the amounts that they're taking out by chance?
I believe one is 300. The other one I wouldn't be able to tell you because I haven't really asked.
Okay. That's fine. It's a pretty simple process to see what we can make available to you. You know, we have a one-page application, and then we would look at 6 months of bank statements that will, you know, show the cash flow of the business. And then we would want to look at the first couple pages of, excuse me, the most recent tax return. And that would verify the sales for the business from the year previous. And then the contracts of the working capital loans that you guys have. You know, underwriting would like to look at that. That way we would, it would give us the information that we need to make the best offer possible without creating a burden on the business, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So one would be 6 months of bank statements, another one?
You know, what I can do is I can actually send out all the requirement stuff in an email to you. That way, you know, everything's right there in front of you. And then you can just kind of go down the list to see you know, what we would need to make things available for you. I just had a quick question. How does your dad's credit look? Is it above average, you know, average?
I think it's about average.
Like in the, maybe in the 600s?
Maybe in the line 600, I think.
Okay. Not a big deal there. And then, have you guys tried to reach out to your bank at all to see if they could have any feedback for you or help you out in any way? Or
I think he has.
But I know that they take a long time, and they always want a whole bunch of stuff from you, too, and they make you wait forever. So I'm sure it might not be the best option for you at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is I'll put together an email for you guys with the list of the items that we would need, and I will attach my contact information on there as well. So if you have any questions while you're gathering that information, you can give me a call directly, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
That would be great.
Okay, so I'll put that together for you guys right now. I'll have it over in 10 minutes or so. Would you like me to follow up with you tomorrow to make sure you received it and answer questions, or?
How long does this process take?
So once we get the information back, it takes about 24 hours, and we can have feedback for you or an offer. If you like our offer, then we can have funds wired into your account in about 48 to 72 hours. So it's a pretty quick process, just a little less than a week.
Perfect.
Yeah. You know, did you have any other questions for me while we're on the phone?
No, that was everything.
Okay. So keep your eyes peeled. I will have the email over to you in about 10 minutes here, okay? And then would you like me to give you a call about this time tomorrow to make sure you received everything?
Yes, please.
Okay, excellent. So it was a pleasure to meet you today, and I hope I was able to answer all the questions that you had. And I will give you a call tomorrow about this time.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.